Finishing up, I'll finish on Sunday. Okay. Simon Tov Reish Sadi Vav. Siv Vav. Yesh Misha Omer Sha Aval Chayav L'Shalachmano. Some say that there is a chiyav, a mitzvah, for someone who is in Avelos, even during Shiva, to send Mishloach Manos, because they're chayav in all mitzvos. So for sure they'd be chayav in Mishloach Manos also, and Matanos Lev Yonim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Dvar Simcha should not be sent. The Ramah adds, "Aval ein shochan la'aval kol yibeis chodesh," but you can't send to someone who is in Avelos, even for all 12 months, you can't send to someone who is in Avelos, just like you're not able to say She'el Shalom to them, so too you're not allowed to give them Mishloach Manos. You would be allowed to give them Matanos Levionim, because you could give Tzedakah to them even during Shiva, but you should not give them Mishloach Manos. The Ramah says, "Ukmoshis bar b'yordeyasim in shin pehei," about She'elas Shalom. However, if you are in a place where they do allow She'ela Shalom, so you would be allowed to give Mishloach Manos as well. As the Ramah says, "V'im ein ba'ir ela avel limacher chayv l'shloach l'avel kdei l'kai Mishloach Manos elim ke machal avel amanaso." If there's no one else there, so you have to give him. But again, if you live in a place where this is the minhag, so then you would be able to, so you should consult the Rav on what to do. What some people do is they send it to the wife. So if the father, the husband, is in Avelos, so you send it to the wife instead. So Rabbi Yashav says that even though Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila, that anything the wife gets automatically goes to the husband, we say that since the Isser is to send it to the husband, and here you're not sending it to the husband, so therefore it's okay if you want to send it to the wife, you can do that. Siv Zayin. Yesh Misha Omer She'onein Matur Basar B'Yayin. Some say an Onein, even though in general he's not allowed to, he's Pater from Mitzos, he should eat meat and wine on Purim. Delosi Ase Diyachid Da Avelos Adachi Ase Diraban Do Raisa, because there's a mitzvah to Oraisa of Simcha on Purim. So since being happy on Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, just like Divrei Torah, because it's all Divrei Sofrim, exactly. That's a big chumra. But again, that's why an onei might be chayav in Simcha on Purim. Rama as kol shekein chayav b'mikra Megillah tefila kriyashma, and therefore he'd have to hear the Megillah and Shmona Esrei and Shema. However, the Rama says nearly the davka b'layla. This is only true at night. Afa pi shemeso muta lefanav. But during the day where you're able to bury him, you would have to bury first. And then you would go hear the Megillah. As the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Derech Chaim, who says that on the 14th at night, you should hear the Megillah from someone else. So that's what people do. You should hear the Megillah from someone else. If you are an Onin, the Magen Avraham asks, I understand other people, but the Onin, how is he Chayav in Kriyas Megillah if he's Patur from all mitzvot? So therefore the Magen Avraham says, even if you heard it already, you should do it again after you bury the mace, because in case you weren't chayiv at that time, so now you'll be chayiv. Siv ches, mutter lisa isha b'purim. You're allowed to get married on Purim, and we don't say ema arvin simcha b'simcha. Obviously, this is not the minug, even though it's mutter. I thought he got married on Erev, no?
No, he got married on
and like on the Friday, right, and they combined the sudas, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. All right. It's not really